Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Now there were at Antioch, in the church that was there, prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them." Then, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away.
Fasting has two important components. One is abstention, which eliminates distractions. The other is undivided attention on God, which allows connection with Him on a deeper level. Daniel was living under captivity in Babylon when he read God's promise to free the Israelites after a certain number of years. So he sought God through prayer and fasting. Then, through the angel Gabriel, the Lord gave the young man greater understanding of what he had previously pledged. Scripture contains other examples as well. When Jehoshaphat learned that a powerful army was coming, he called for all of Judah to fast. The practice was also part of the early church's preparation for choosing missionaries. The purpose of this spiritual discipline isn't to bring a quicker answer from God or persuade Him to follow our plan. Instead, it prepares us to see our situation through His eyes and to act on what we learn. Fasting involves a strong desire to hear from God, a period of time to connect with Him, and a willingness to abstain from distractions that could interfere with our receptivity. If the idea intimidates you, remember its purpose. Fasting prepares us to draw closer to God and receive His encouragement and direction.